atheist. For many people, there's just something about that word.
Now, I think my parents had been mildly disappointed when I told them I didn't believe in God anymore, but being an atheist was another thing altogether.
The subject is mined for laughs in Saturday Night Live alum Julia Sweeney's one-woman show, Letting Go of God. But UK psychology professor Will Gervais is making a career out of studying just why jokes like these strike a nerve. He says even just a decade ago, researchers in his field seemed out to lunch on the topic of religion.
If you talk to people, they think it's hugely important. But if you talk to psychological researchers, especially circa 10 years ago, it was just a black hole in the literature.
That gap in the research sent Gervais on his own journey to tease apart how beliefs color our perception of ourselves and others. And his most recent project is turning some heads because the results suggest that big polling firms like Pew and Gallup are missing the mark when it comes to non-believers.
Their method is typically random digit dialing telephone polls. So imagine you're sitting at home and a stranger calls you on the phone and they say, we want to ask you some questions. And among those questions, they'll say, well, do you believe in God? We live in a country where, once again, there's a lot of stigma levied against the people who don't believe in God. So that could create some pressures for people, even if they privately don't believe, to not necessarily tell a stranger over the phone that they don't believe.
So Gervais borrowed a research method that's sometimes used to detect criminal behavior in respondents who may be less than forthcoming. Here's how it works. Grab a nationally representative sample, split them into two groups, and give the first group a list of, let's say, five boring everyday statements, and have them count up how many are true for them.
My favorite color is red. I like hot dogs. I exercise regularly. I brush my teeth twice a day.
Next, hand the same list to group two with one additional statement. I don't believe in God. Then compare the tallies.
So since the first five items across the two groups are identical, if we see a difference in sort of the average count between the two groups, we can attribute that to how many people would have said yes to that last item.
So what happened when Gervais tested this out on two samples of 2,000 people each? Well, the results were somewhat noisy, but the final percentage jumped off the page.
Based on this, our best estimate was that around 25-26% of Americans don't believe in God.
Cue the record scratch. That's a quarter of Americans, a far cry from the 3-11% who self-identify in standard surveys. I was curious how Gervais' ideas mapped onto Lexington. So I took my questions to a local humanist group that's been meeting for nearly 20 years.
All right, everybody, it's 7 o'clock, so we're going to go ahead and get started. Welcome to the Humanist Forum of Central Kentucky.
Not everyone who attends the group's monthly meetings or follows the group's Facebook page fits neatly into the atheist category, but I quizzed those who do use the word about their comfort level on surveys. Has there been a time when you would have been reticent, even on a poll, to say that you're an atheist?
Yes. I mean, depending on location of where who is asking me.
I would probably just say I was an atheist on a poll. I wouldn't back down. I don't mind using that word.
I have no qualms about saying atheist.
For most purposes, I would want to say, why does it matter?
For the most part, the people I spoke with reported feeling at home in Kentucky's major urban centers, Lexington and Louisville, places where events like the recent March for Science found a friendly reception. But they're keenly aware of the state's Bible Belt bona fides, including Williamstown's controversial Noah's Ark-inspired theme park, which recently drew atheist protesters for its one-year anniversary.
We need more science to speak out, so I want to give Charles one more big round of applause.
One forum member who helped organize that demonstration was John Pike, a Louisville native who's lived in Lexington for the past 4 years. He says even in Kentucky's bigger cities, atheist-friendly groups often opt for descriptors that carry less cultural baggage.
A lot of times you'll go to these atheist meetups and they use words like humanist or freethinker or agnostic. And when in fact they're all atheists, they just prefer different words. And those can be good words to hide behind, maybe at work and with the family.
While Pike believes it's time to normalize the word atheist, he's sympathetic with those who still keep their cards close to their vest.
I tell my kids from time to time, because they're coming around the age where they see us and they're trying to find their identity, and I'm just telling them to pick their battles strategically. You don't have to let everyone know up front if you don't have to.
About an hour and a half from Lexington, in a smaller town with a population hovering just under 12,000, another member of the Humanist Forum's Facebook group is picking those battles daily. Justin, he prefers we stick with his first name only, has been a skeptic since his elementary school days.
I was that weird kid that when I was five, I was the one who went to my parents and said, yeah, this whole Santa thing doesn't make sense.
While Justin has sampled the culture from Indiana to California, he landed in Somerset about 4 years ago for a job. And he says religion is so tightly woven into life there that he still identifies as a Christian at work, partly to fit in and partly to avoid any friction with the higher-ups.
I learned from being openly atheist in South Carolina that it creates more problems than it solves. To just not, you know, just honestly, just it's better to lie than to be honest because they're going to look at you.
It's a suspicion that researchers say is borne out by the data.
It turns out atheists are among the least popular groups of people in the U.S. today.
Again, Will Gervais.
That comes from a lot of polls where, for instance, you ask people, you know, would you vote for a well-qualified member of your own preferred political party if they happen to be Catholic or Black or Jewish or a woman or an atheist? And atheists come out in the bottom of most of those polls. You find similar things if you ask people, which type of person do you not want your children to marry? Atheists are the least popular there.
Still, many atheists like Justin have found a sense of community online. And while it may not be scientific, a quick glance around the pop culture landscape finds skeptical celebrities feeling far less shy. Take the recent Late Show sparring match between Stephen Colbert, a Catholic, and British comedian Ricky Gervais. No relation.
And I know that you're an atheist, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. People have been debating. That's the devil waiting for you in hell, by the way. Yeah. Would you want to debate the existence of
sure.
God? Okay.
Yeah.
So,
but when it comes to winning greater acceptance, atheists, like many minority groups, are sometimes split on the best path forward. Many gravitate toward the gay rights movement as a model, often co-opting language for initiatives like the Openly Secular campaign. Others, like Justin, say alliances with other groups often lumped into the bottom of those public perception polls could go a long way toward building more trust in communities. Gervais says research like his could also play a small role in changing attitudes.
I can especially see that in politics, where if it turns out that there's this really large group of people out there who aren't religious, and it's a larger group than we thought, it could be a group that's less kind of neglected and ignored on the political stage.
But with some, including the Associate Director of Research at the Pew Research Center, hesitant to sign on to Gervais' early estimates, it's going to take time and more study to win converts. For WUKY News, I'm Josh James reporting.